Hi folks, I'm Mark Fallows and this is the Impossible Network podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast player. And please leave a rating and a review because it helps more people find us. If you want to find out more of what we get up to or suggest who we interview next, follow us on Instagram at The Impossible Network or visit theimpossiblenetwork.com. Okay, let's get started. This week I want to reflect on mental well-being and technology. During the first season, we didn't set out to explore mental wellness, but it became apparent that in the arc of their stories, our guests' mental fortitude, resilience, and strength were crucial to their achievements, even those who had experienced mental health challenges in their lives. Reflecting on these many interviews, intentionality seemed to define our guests' journeys. The intentionality of how they lived their lives, set their goals, and even lived with technology. Whether Ryder Carroll through his bullet journal or Debbie Millman's life design methodology, where she writes a projected vision of her perfect day 5 years in the future, defining their future self seems to be a common trait. Outside of the podcast, I did a breakfast interview with Fabrice Grinda, Forbes listed number one angel investor, where he laid out his life planning approach as he writes 20,000 word letters to himself, outlining his future life. That for me defines intentionality. We live in a world where it's so easy to assume from the polished veneer of our socially connected world that everyone is happy, mentally strong and resilient. Contrast that with the common reality of the distracted lives of those who live in a constant state of what's often called continuous partial attention. I'm going to quote from visionary thinker and thought leader Linda Stone on continuous partial attention. In large doses, it contributes to the stressful lifestyle, to operating in crisis management mode, and to a compromised ability to reflect, to make decisions, to think creatively. In a 24/7 always-on world, continuous partial attention, used as our dominant attention mode, contributes to a feeling of overwhelm, overstimulation, and to a sense of being unfulfilled. We are so accessible, we're inaccessible. The latest, greatest, powerful technologies have contributed to our feeling increasingly powerless. Just consider the neurological and neurochemical effects this is having, a pandemic of global proportions. The facts are startling. 320 million people globally are suffering from anxiety and depression. And that's just the reported numbers. 16.1 million American workers are affected by major depressive disorders, according to workplacementalhealth.org. In the US alone, the feeling of social isolation is on the rise. 50% of the population claim to feel alone, disconnected, that no one really knows them. That's tragic. And since 2011, depression rates have risen 60% amongst 12 to 17-year-old teens and young adults. This is an individual and a collective problem. I think most of us will have experienced the negative impact that social media and technology can have on our well-being. But we can't turn back the technology timeline, and we need to face the emerging challenges of our rapidly changing world, where our identity and purpose as humans will be challenged by the advances in AI and machine learning, where it can outthink us, outperform us, and even outreason us. Soon, we'll have to question more than ever who we are, what we want to be, and what we do. So as technology threatens to erode our humanity, we need to strengthen our collective identity that starts with us taking action and confronting the realities of how we live with technology today. So if you're a parent, check out commonsensemedia.org and learn more about the media and the technology you should be exposing your children to. If you're a business, check out the Center for Humane Technology. And I urge everyone to read the important book by Matthew Norman called Why We Sleep. If we're to start anywhere, we need to reclaim our right to sleep. It's foundational. As our celebrity trainer guest, Josh Holland, stated, fitness and well-being start with sleep. I'll end with some facts. The WHO lists lack of sleep as a world health epidemic. More than 65% of adults are getting less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours sleep, and 30% get less than 6. Insufficient sleep is impacting the fabric of human society, in our homes, in the workplace, in schools, and even hospitals. Lack of sleep degrades many of the faculties that we rate as important at work, yet amidst the policies on safety and good conduct in the workplace, anti-smoking, substance abuse, and encouraging ethical behaviours, sleep's not even considered that important. However, its impact is more foundational. Insufficient sleep is not only tolerated, but is often encouraged in many industries. This needs to change. Finally, There's an economic argument. In the US alone, the RAND Corporation estimated that lack of sleep results in $421 billion in losses from inadequate sleep. That's more than 2% of GDP, equal to the education budget in the US alone. It makes me wonder, why are investors not demanding more improved sleep strategies from their portfolios? Maybe they're asleep on the job. But in all seriousness, we'll get into some of these deeper issues in more detail in the second season of The Impossible Network. But for now, that's all, folks. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more, or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.